Would you pray with me? Holy God, Father and Mother to us all, this day to celebrate mothers, we praise your steadfast love. We thank you for your persistent welcome home. We thank you for forgiving us relentlessly. We thank you for loving mothers, those who do their best, those who try. We thank you for mothers who fill in for missing fathers. We thank you for all those who mother us, who step in when someone needs help, needs encouragement, needs caring words. Jesus, through the thousands of years of human existence, you know our best and our worst. Help us forgive parents who were not quite good enough. Help us accept and do better in our generation. Shepherd, you know our own sorrows. You know our pain over not being able to have children. You know the grief we bear when our child is lost. Surround us with your healing. Help us know your joy. Holy Spirit, Comforter, Advocate, teach us to protect and love every child. Lead us to support loving parents to be good parents. Help us to provide for every child, every family, because all are your children. Make us loving, make us peaceful, make us yours. We pray all this and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus is teaching. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Here ends the reading from John 10. My message this morning is called Open and Honest. Good guys, bad guys, white hats, black spurs, trustworthy shepherd versus thieves and bandits. It sounds simple and clear. However, we know in real life, bandits fool us. Bandits pat us on the back and hide their canines. Wolves wear sheepskins. In fact, this figure of speech was not even clear the first time Jesus said it. His listeners were tilting their heads and looking at each other with puzzled expressions, especially the Pharisees, who wondered why anyone was listening to the possessed young carpenter. So he tried again. Jesus is the only gate to the good and the green. Do not believe the others, the bandits. Jesus said the thief will sneak into the pasture. Jesus walks in the open gate. The Gospel of John calls this a proemia, a figure of speech. Jesus is the sheep gate. Yet in an era when most politicians are already in our living rooms, on our televisions, well-trained by image consultants, it is much harder to tell thieves from shepherds. It's harder to separate issues that keep all the sheep safe from buzzwords that scare us into angry stampedes. In an era when most children have internet access, it is harder to illustrate absolutes for them, white hats from black spurs. Parents search for rules that need to shift each year and discover new hazards month after month. Whom do we let in? Whom to keep out? 15 years ago, an old man lived behind us. Mr. Harry spent time every day in Bible study. He went to church every week. One time he asked me if I was born again. I did not immediately jump on his bandwagon. So he visibly pulled back until we talked about different words in different communities. I was not a wolf he needed to fear. Often I've wondered, what would happen to our countless divisions if we faced an invasion from another galaxy? They say it took so long for nations to share information about that missing Malaysian plane because no one wanted to reveal how good or bad their surveillance was. But don't you bet that if planet Earth were being invaded, the French and the Germans and the Chinese and the Russians and our best minds would readily be working together to overcome those invaders from planet Gak? We would discern bandits from fellow sheep. It seems we want divisions. We want dividing lines. We want differences in houses or clothes or work or background. Years ago, a Chinese friend confessed she could not tell Americans apart. Those invaders from Gak think humans are all the same flock. We see rich, poor, modern, third world, Christian and Muslim, Asian, African, Anglo, Hispanic, Mediterranean. The invaders from Gak see humans / sheep. In the book of Acts, the followers of the way, the Christians after Christ, lived a radical life. Rich and poor shared everything. If you had land, you sold it and handed the money over to the community. Nowadays, what would we call that? A cult? To them, it was the best way to live out their callings as believers in Christ, as practitioners of relentless love. I think it was easy for them. One couple lied about their money and was struck dead on the spot. The Greeks complained because their widows were neglected in favor of the Jewish widows. And the apostles, those called to teach and spread the good news, were bogged down in administrative duties such as distributing food allotments. They had problems. They were accustomed to seeing differences. And yet they found ways to overcome. They found ways to treat all with justice. They found ways to live as one each day, as the body of Christ, as the people who follow Jesus. They lived their beliefs, not just in symbolic meals and shared songs. They lived their faith by committing all their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Jesus is the gate to the sheep pen. A gate separates what is in from what is out, separated for privilege or protection, separating security from green pastures. And what might gates have meant to those who followed Jesus in the first century? Closing doors on family and friends, closing doors on the synagogue and teachers of one's youth in favor of a new flock. On both sides of the gate, questions of inclusion and exclusion, giving up an ancient faith for a living, communal, very different faith. Every Jesus believer was equally welcome. Your mother and your favorite uncle might be outside, attached to the old faith, the traditions of thousands of years. What else do we read in the book of Acts? Greeks and Africans, Asians and Judeans, all were drenched in the Holy Spirit and baptized into that flock. Jesus was the only gate, and it was ollie ollie and free. Jesus was the invitation, the entrance ramp for all the world's lost, and the pen was expanding exponentially. All the sheep are welcome. All the sheep are safe within his gates. Now, what was that about bandits and thieves? If Jesus is our beloved shepherd, we are to trust him. We listen for his voice. We follow him out to green pastures. We follow him home for safekeeping. We count on his voice of truth for our security. Quote, when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Still out here in the real world, it can be hard to recognize shepherd from bandit. Admittedly, the devil was once an angel. Weigh the truth claims of modern-day bandits, those that sneak over the fence. What sort of claims do we hear? Doctors are keeping this secret cure to themselves. The government does not want you to know their plans. The other guys are spending all your money. I know the real meaning of Scripture. A youngster I love was rebaptized into a church that did so into the name of the Father Jesus and the Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, also called Jesus. Someone wrote recently about us wide-open Christians. We are conscientious about including Jews and Hindus and Muslims, but those Pentecostals and those evangelicals, those can be much more difficult. Maybe it is the same reason we have such pain from estranged siblings, from former friends. We are so alike, we cannot be sure where the gate should close. You look like my flock. You sound like my family. You smell like one of us sheep. Should you be in here or out there? Should we close the gate with you in or out? Maybe that is why Jesus said we should tend the logs in our own eyes and never mind the specks in the eyes of the other sheep. Jesus told us to be wary of bandits. Look out for thieves that will sneak in and hurt us and our family. We can check the truth claims of those who want to lead us. Are there guiding principles about loving God and loving neighbor? Do they deserve our allegiance? Do they insist on justice for the poor? Do they speak of freeing the oppressed? Or do the thieves speak of greed? Many of the Jews were sorely disappointed that Jesus did not arrive on a war horse, sword in hand. They had been waiting for that sort of Messiah, an anointed warrior to drive the Romans from Israel. It is a common longing. We want a general, spear in hand, to conquer our foes. Jesus was not that, though. He stopped his disciple who tried to defend Jesus with a weapon. Jesus said, "Turn the other cheek." When that armored Roman soldier demands you carry his pack a mile, carry it twice as far. Do not resist. So how can we tell true shepherds from bandits? Peace, justice, mercy, and love. Peace, justice, mercy, and love. It's not much of a slogan. Those are quite hard to sell. Jesus handed them out freely, you recall. He gave them to everyone, rich, poor, outcast, or Pharisee. Peace, justice, mercy, and love. And therein, I think, lies the answer to our earlier question about when to shut the gate. Jesus let in every Peter, Luke, and Joseph. Jesus let in every Mary, Martha, and Joanne. While he warned us about shepherds, leaders who might steal and harm, every ragtag sheep and goat was welcome to walk in his gate. Jesus was wide open. Every stray can come in. Our siblings and enemies are just as welcome as we are. Shucks, eh? Olly, olly, and free. Amen.
Stronger than the walls we build to keep us apart. You are beyond our words to hold you. You are beyond our understanding, yet known within our hearts. God of Moses, hear our stuttered praise. Use our strength and weakness to free all enslaved. You are the essence of creation. You are stronger than the walls we build to keep us apart. You are beyond our words to hold you. You are beyond our understanding, yet known within our hearts. Heal a wound so deep in time that shalom we might find. You are the essence of creation. You are stronger than the walls we build to keep us apart. You are beyond our words to hold you. You are beyond our understanding. Embrace us with your word. You are the essence of creation. You are stronger than the walls we build to keep us apart. You are beyond our words to hold you. You are beyond our understanding, yet known within our hearts. Song we sing. You are the essence of creation. You are stronger than the walls we build to keep us apart. You are beyond our words to hold you. You are beyond our understanding, yet known within our hearts. Your voice this day, let your love be.